WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. I know, you're probably thinking another day, another podcast about mental health. But trust me on this one. We're diving into something super practical today. Building a lifestyle that actually supports your mental well-being. Not just some fluffy, feel-good stuff, but real, actionable steps you can take to become calmer, more resilient, and yeah, even happier. Ever felt like your mental health is playing whack-a-mole with all the craziness in life? One minute, you're feeling okay, the next, bam. Stress hits you like a ton of bricks. You know that feeling when your to-do list feels longer than the Great Wall of China and your brain is just running on empty? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about building a foundation for mental health that can withstand whatever life throws at you. So, buckle up, because we are about to break down 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize your approach to well-being. First things first, movement is medicine. I know, the couch looks pretty tempting after a long day, but trust me on this one. Even just a short walk can do wonders for your mood, energy levels, and overall sense of well-being. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your system. It doesn't have to be anything intense, just get your blood pumping. Try dancing in your living room, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, or even doing a quick yoga session. Second up, fuel your body with goodness. What you put into your body directly affects how you feel, both physically and mentally. Ditch the processed junk and load up on whole foods, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Think of it as giving your brain the high octane fuel it needs to function at its best. And don't forget to stay hydrated. Water is essential for everything from mood regulation to cognitive function. Number 3. Sleep like a boss. Seriously, quality sleep is non-negotiable when it comes to mental health. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of shut-eye every night. Think of it as giving your brain the time it needs to recharge and process everything that happened during the day. Next up, cultivate meaningful connections. Humans are social creatures, we thrive on connection. Make time for loved ones, nurture your relationships, and don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. And finally, find your happy place. This could be anything that brings you joy: reading a good book, listening to music, spending time in nature, or pursuing a hobby. Make time for activities that nourish your soul and leave you feeling refreshed or revitalized. Think of it as carving out space for self-care. You know those moments when you're scrolling through social media and everyone seems to have their life perfectly figured out? Don't fall into the comparison trap. Remember, what you see online is often a curated version of reality. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your wins, big or small. So, let's say you're feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines and personal commitments. How can we apply these principles to create a healthier lifestyle? First, schedule that 30-minute walk outside during your lunch break. Breathe in the fresh air, soak up some vitamin D, and let your mind wander. Second, pack a nutritious lunch instead of resorting to takeout. Think salad with grilled chicken, whole grain wrap with hummus and veggies fuel your body right. And third, prioritize sleep by setting a consistent bedtime routine. Maybe try dimming the lights an hour before bed, reading a book instead of scrolling through social media, or practicing some relaxation techniques like deep breathing. Remember, it's all about progress, not perfection. Start with small changes, be kind to yourself, and celebrate each step you take towards creating a healthier, happier you. We talked about 5 powerful takeaways today. Movement, nutrition, sleep, connections, and finding your happy place. Don't let these insights disappear into the ether, put them into action. What's one thing you can implement right now to improve your mental well-being? Share it with me on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Thanks for tuning into the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Remember, calm, control, and courage, that's the recipe for a fulfilling life. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.